KSRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. With the presidential campaign in its final 2 weeks, Donald Trump is embracing all methods of voting. Mail, early, and election day voting.
Who's already voted? It's going to be a big one. I think it's the most important election in the history of our country. I really believe that.
It's a shift from 2020 when he blamed his loss on mail ballots. Trump spoke last night in Georgia. It's a state where some 2 million voters have already cast early ballots. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak on the National Mall here in Washington 1 week before Election Day. Her campaign says she'll lay out her closing argument by returning to the site near the White House of Trump's January 6th rally in 2021 that preceded the Capitol Hill riot. Also at SRNnews.com, a popular McDonald's menu item has been removed from thousands of restaurants nationwide.
Quarter pounders are now off the menu at one-fifth of McDonald's from Oklahoma to Idaho. The CDC says E. coli linked to quarter pounders got at least 49 people sick in 10 states. One person died. A preliminary FDA investigation suggests fresh slivered onions served raw on quarter pounder hamburgers are likely the source of the contamination. McDonald's also serves raw slivered onions on one of its breakfast sandwiches, but that isn't available in the impacted states. Other burgers like the Big Mac use diced cooked onions. McDonald's says it's searching for a new regional supplier for fresh onions. I'm Ed Donahue.
Southwest Airlines is reporting that third quarter profit fell nearly two-thirds from a year ago despite an increase in revenue. The company is dealing with higher costs for labor and other expenses. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse.
It's the same old story in a new survey released by Aid to the Church in Need. The report looks at 18 countries and it finds that attacks on Christians and general oppression is on the rise everywhere, though the worst persecution by radical Muslims is now to be found in Africa, not the Middle East. The report also indicates that violations of religious freedom by dictatorial regimes, such as the one in China, have also become more intense. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report finds that women living in states with abortion bans obtained the procedure in the second half of 2023 at about the same rate as before the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The Society of Family Planning finds that women in states with bans traveled out of state or had prescription abortion pills mailed to them. The report also found women increasingly using telehealth, where medical providers prescribed abortion pills online. This is SRN News. A senior Italian politician has praised soldiers from the country's Second World War armed forces, saying they sacrificed their lives for freedom.
This really doesn't go with the image Italy's prime minister wants to project. Giorgia Meloni has been at pains to distance herself from her party's wartime fascist roots. But that war saw Italian soldiers fight alongside Nazi Germany's army at the Battle of El Alamein in North Africa. And on the anniversary of that battle, her close colleague Paola Chiesa described it as heroic, saying the heart of the nation was there. Critics were quick to condemn her comments, one saying it was incomprehensible to argue Italy's soldiers had died for freedom.
That story from the BBC's Paul Moss. NASDAQ futures are pointing higher on Wall Street this morning. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.